Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, hallelujah, the apostle. We are here again, praise the Lamb of God, live in the studio, and we are blessed of the Lord to be here for another day of praise, worship, intercession, praise the Lamb of God, and prophetic voice. We praise God for all that he is to us today. Oh, my God, on last night, hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, what a wonderful, wonderful time we had there on the ready, on the page in the prophetic utterance. People of God, praise the Lamb of God. I went into a deep prayer session with my partner, praise the Lamb of God, one of my prayer partners, and we prayed prior to the show for almost 45 minutes, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, until the power of the Lord just showered us both. Praise the Lamb of God. And then the bubbling came forth of the prophetic word even unto you there on the page. So, no, that is not just, you know, I'm jumping on the page saying anything. Hallelujah. I'm speaking what God is speaking in this season, and it's marvelous in my ears. It's marvelous to me. Praise the Lamb. And I just praise God for each of you that's chiming in, that's calling in today to be a part of our show. It's our intercession, praise the Lamb of God, day. Hallelujah. My son, Brett, I'm trying my best to move him into a position, praise the Lamb of God, to really handle the show on Friday, praise the Lamb of God, with our intercessors. And I just can sit back and help coach, praise the Lamb of God. Can't wait till he come on today. We are excited about God, people of God, because no matter how things look, praise the Lamb of God, I recognize something, that God is my strength, that El Shaddai, hallelujah, is my rock. He is my fortress, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. He is my refuge, and he has become my deliverer and my song, hallelujah. And let me tell you something, people of God, I take refuge in the rock of my salvation. I take refuge in El Shaddai, praise the Lamb of God, the Almighty God, the many-breasted one. I take refuge in him when the storms of life are raging, praise the Lamb of God, and the billows are rolling and the thunder dogs are barking. I take refuge in Jesus Christ, my Lord. He is my God. He is my King. Hallelujah. And I trust in him. And this he knows all too well. Praise the Lamb of God. And I found out something, people of God. He knoweth them that trust in him. He knoweth them that trust in him. Praise the Lamb of God. I encourage you today to let him be your trust. Praise the Lamb of God. When you let God be your trust, I promise you, you will, praise the Lamb of God, experience deliverance after deliverance. You will experience, praise the Lamb of God, victory after victory. You will experience, praise the Lamb of God, growth in your faith and your development. And you will experience the visitations of God, hallelujah, as he continuously reveals himself to you. Praise the Lamb of God as you press into his presence. Hallelujah. I'm encouraging all the saints in this hour. I'm encouraging you. Praise the Lamb of God. The apostolic prophet is encouraging you. Praise the Lamb of God. Stay on the grind. Praise the Lamb of God. Keep bombarding heaven. Praise the Lamb of God with your prayers, with your intercession, with your supplications, with your petitions. Hallelujah. The Lord our God is hearing us. Praise the Lamb of God. He's hearing prayer, people of God. Don't think he's not. Hallelujah. He's hearing prayer. The soul sincere desire, he is hearing, praise the Lamb of God, and he's responding to our prayers, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm encouraging you now, praise the Lamb, to stay in your prayer posture, to stay in your prayer place. Hallelujah. This is not the time to run rampant. This is not the time, praise the Lamb of God, to skip your prayer sessions. This is not the time, this is not the season for you to be doing that. It's too much going on, praise the Lamb of God. And it's too much coming down the pipeline that is going to be a blessing to you, and even me. Hallelujah, here in the near future. So we must, praise the Lamb of God, continue our, praise the Lamb of God, prayers. To bombard heaven, praise the Lamb of God, and to intercede one for another. I'm asking all of our intercessors, to read over the prophetic word on last night that was posted, praise the Lamb. And then I'm asking you to take that, praise God, and pray it through. Hallelujah. You are the midwives, praise the Lamb, of the prophecy. I want you to pray it through. I want you to be a midwife. Sign up and be a midwife. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And bring it into fruition. Help birth. Praise the Lamb of God. We're about to go into the ninth month. People of God, we're about to go into the ninth month. Praise the Lamb of God. Help push. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Help push it through. and help us, praise the Lamb of God, to bring into fruition the will, the way, and the word of God. I'm asking all of our intercessors, please, ma'am, praise the Lamb of God, please, sir, to do this with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God, we must keep prayer on the front burner. Praise the Lamb of God. We must keep prayer, hallelujah, on the front burner of our lives. Not in the back, praise the Lamb of God, on simmer, but on full blast, praise the Lamb of God. Keep the pot boiling, hallelujah, so that we can continue to see the manifestation of the promises, praise the Lamb of God, as well as the miraculous move of God as he's doing things for us that's out of the ordinary, praise. He's opening doors. He's opening doors. He's making ways. Praise the Lamb of God. He's elevating. Praise the Lamb. He's promoting. He's doing what he said he would do for us. Praise the Lamb. And many of us are going to fall out the ship. My heart became heavy last night, even while I was prophesying, praise the Lamb of God. Out of all that I put on the page last night, this I remember, that God said many have fallen by the wayside, that many faiths have failed, and they have turned to other things, other allies, praise the Lamb of God, to deliver them. But I want to tell you something, people of God. There is no help but in God. Hallelujah. There is no help but in God. And I encourage you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in this hour, praise the Lamb, to be on your post, as an intercessor, to be on your post as a prophetic prayer person, hallelujah, understanding, discerning the will of God, praying the will of God, hallelujah, into fruition. That's a prophetic intercessor, someone who can hear the Spirit of God, hear the voice of God, hallelujah, understanding the times, who has the Issachar anointing, praise the Lamb of God, and is able to take that, discerning the seasons and the times, and pray through what God desires to do in the earth realm. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And sometimes that breaks down to even some of us who have, that special anointing of discernment, praise the Lamb of God, that we can discern a brother or a sister. Hallelujah. While I was in the queue with my intercessors this morning, asking them to do something, Pastor Brad comes in and says, intercessors, praise the Lamb of God, I'm hearing in the spirit that we need to cover the apostolic prophet over this weekend, that we really need to intercede for him. Praise the Lamb of God. When you can hear God, when you can hear God, praise the Lamb of God, you will start allowing God to use you in a way, praise the Lamb, that he can use your neighbor. Because you're a prophetic person. And that is what you want. You want that spiritual revelation, praise the Lamb of God, that allows you to know that God is trusting you. The Holy Spirit is trusting you, praise the Lamb of God, to be a midwife, to pray something through into the earth realm about other people, praise the Lamb, about your ministries, yes, God, about your leaders, hallelujah, about the nation and what's going on. So we want to stay in our place as intercessors with all of this talk of war going on about Syria, praise the Lamb of God, people in these chemical weapons and what have you in Syria is saying that if they are attacked, they will retaliate. Praise the Lamb of God. If there's an airstrike, they will retaliate. These chemical weapons are no joke, people of God. That's why United Nations are on high alert about it. Praise the Lamb of God, being used over in Syria during this civil war. Do you know nearly 200,000 people are dead? Praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking about dead. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And others are dying even now as we speak due to the civil war that's taking place over in Syria. And so this is a serious situation, praise the Lamb of God, that could include us, praise the Lamb of God, as a nation, if in fact the president and the Congress and all decide to do an airstrike, praise the Lamb of God, along with the other nations like Britain and Japan and others that's looking that way, because Syria has broke a treaty, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes to chemical weapons, and it stated that that would not be used. We would not use chemical weapons, and if a nation used it, praise the Lamb of God, the other nations could retaliate. And so that's where we're standing right now. But God needs people, praise the Lamb of God, to pray for peace. Hallelujah. To pray for peace. Hallelujah. To pray for peace. Yes, people of God. God needs us as intercessors, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's here today, that's chiming in, praise the Lamb of God, that's calling in to be a part of our show today. So we thank and praise God for each of you, praise the Lamb. If you're listening to my voice and you're writing in your comments, say, Prophet, I need the number to call in, praise the Lamb of God. It's area code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818, and you can be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. We bless you, you, and even you. We're going to prepare, praise the Lamb of God, for our prayer session today. Praise the Lamb so much. It's on the agenda. Yes, people of God, that we need to be praying for. One of our daughters is in the hospital. Shatwan, praise the Lamb of God. And I just got some news, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that she was walking around with walking pneumonia. It's very dangerous, praise the Lamb of God, and could be fatal. So we want to intercede for, and she's one of our intercessors. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. So I know the sisters and brothers, praise the Lamb of God, that's here. And you can start pushing one on your dial, intercessor, so I can see you in queue and that you're ready, praise the Lamb of God, to pray today. Our intercessors that's listening to my voice, please push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, as we prepare to go to the throne of grace, knowing, hallelujah, that our God is able to give us the victory, praise the Lamb of God, in all things. Hallelujah. Why? Because he has risen from the grave. Hallelujah. He has risen from the grave, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can even ask or expect in this hour. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I'm expecting, boy, oh boy, oh boy, a bombardment of intercessors today so that we can, praise the Lamb of God, do that that God would have us to do. Yes, Lord, as we prepare for this holiday weekend. A lot of our people are traveling. We want to pray traveling grace over them. Our daughter Sylvia and her family, praise the Lamb of God, is traveling this weekend. Of course, we want to intercede for them and others who are traveling up and down the highway to go see loved ones. This is usually the last trip, praise the Lamb of God, before school comes in to full a blast, praise the Lamb of God. And you have so many people on the highways and things of this nature. Of course, we want to cover one another in prayer as it relates to that. Then there's so many of us who need God to make a way out of no way. We need a miracle, praise the Lamb of God, whether it's in finance, whether it's in our health, praise the Lamb of God, or in our social networking, in our families, our homes. We need a miracle from God. Hallelujah. People of God, nothing is going to release that to us but prayer. Hallelujah. I see my intercessors' numbers, but I don't see nobody pushing one. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to have to push one on your dial to get you to pray today. This is going to be very, very embarrassing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I need you. I need you. I need you. Where is my son, Brett? Where is this him down here? Pray, is something wrong? Would somebody push one on their dial so I know that this thing is working right? Or no one can push? Praise the Lamb of God. Something's going wrong here. Let me talk to somebody I know here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sylvia?
Yes, Prophet.
Can you hear my voice, dear?
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. I know something's going on funny. Erico 252.
Yes, sir.
Who is this today?
This is Prophet Carlos Pearson. How are you?
How you doing, Prophet Carlos? I've heard
I'm
your name
great.
Before. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. Of God, the Lord is good, man. What is the Lord saying to you, man?
Togetherness.
Togetherness.
There's a lot going on. Togetherness. You know, you're trying to get me started. I'm not. Let me just say it like this. There has been a spirit of soul that has been released in the body of Christ. I've
wow.
been trying to shake this for the last longest, I think for the last month or so. I've been trying to shake this. I can't shake it. People have forgotten their assignments.
Mm-hmm.
People are having revivals. They're having crusades. They're having these services, and God said, I'm not in the midst of this because of the fact you have deviated from what I said to do from the beginning.
Yes. Yes,
so
I
God
concur.
Is not pleased in this hour.
Hallelujah.
God is not pleased at all, and people are wondering why God has not added to the church and why deliverance has not taken place. It's because leaders are in places they should not be in.
Lord Jesus.
What I mean by that, you have people that say that they are apostles and bishops, and God said, I never orchestrated you to do that.
This is
you
the
have
truth,
people
man.
That say, people say that God called them to preach, and God said, I just called you to be a lay member.
My God, my God.
That's
a lot of foolishness and falsehood going on.
Yes,
now,
it
you're
is.
You're right about it, and it's I'm talking about, and that's a major, praise the Lamb of God, ministries, hallelujah, in the heads of them, that God is not even speaking to these people.
Nope.
I've been telling them here on the show. Some of them, if God spoke to them, they'll have a heart, they'll fall out and die, have a heart attack if they heard God's voice. But they ain't never heard it. He never called them. They're mimicking, praise the Lamb of God, out of a desire to be something that they have seen in their father in the ministry or something of that nature, and they chased after it. And they have learned the process, but when it comes down to the anointing on their life and their spirituality, they do not have it. I have to say, you are on point, man of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I appreciate your calling today. Hallelujah. Now, Sylvia.
Yes, sir.
Sylvia, are you riding now, or are you in a place to be able to pray for us?
Yes, sir. I can step away for a second.
Please do, dear. Step away for a second. Intercede for us. Praise the Lamb of God right here. For some reason or another, my brother dropped. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm sure he's going to come back on. But I want to get our general prayer out as we pray for those in radio land. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, lead us to the throne of grace now. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Oh, Father, we come to thank you, God. Oh, Father, we come to magnify your name, God, to exalt you on high, Father. Oh, Father, we come on behalf of the land, oh, God, on behalf of those that don't know you, oh, God. Oh, God, that you will begin to prick their hearts, God, begin to prick their minds, oh, God. Remind them, God, that you are God and there is none like you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for this day, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for each and every person of PSMI, Father, in the Truth Church, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for every child, oh, God. Oh, God, glory to your name, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the call that's going forth, oh, God, for your people to come in, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you for Prophet, oh, God. Oh, God, we lift him up before you, God. We thank you, Lord, for the word that came forth last night, oh, God. Oh, Father, I lift up your intercessors, oh, God. Oh, Father, be a wall of fire around each person, oh, God, each home, oh, God. Oh, God, protect us, oh, God, in our coming and our going, oh, God. That's your word, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, that your word shall stand, oh, God. Your word shall not fail, oh, God, for you are God that cannot lie, God. Oh, Father, we will, God. We will get in position, oh, God, and birth forth the promise, oh, God, that you have spoken, oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we'll get in our secret closet, God. Oh, God, we'll kneel before you, oh, God, seeking your face, oh, God. We'll push and we'll pray, oh, God. Oh, God, in your presence, oh, God, there is fullness of joy, oh, God. In your presence, oh, God, is where we desire to be, oh, God. Not for us, oh, God, but for thy kingdom, oh, God. For thy will to be done, God, on earth, God, as it is in heaven, oh, God. Oh, God, your word shall come to pass, oh, God. Oh, God, we lay before you this weekend, oh, God, humbled before you, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Father, oh, God, to do what you have called us to do, God, in this season, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for protection, oh, God. I thank you for the mind to call on you, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for going before us, God, to make every crooked place straight, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, that it's none like you, Lord. You're God all by yourself, God. We thank you for Jesus, who is the great intercessor, who makes intercession on our behalf, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Bless you, God. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Oh, your word is coming to pass, God. It shall come to pass, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We're humbled before you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for choosing us, trusting us with your word, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
By the name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, daughter. Hallelujah for leading us on of grace today. Praise the Lamb of God. And there's so much praise the Lamb of God that we need to be praying for. Prophet Carlos, is this you? Error code 252. Error code 252.
Yes, sir. I'm doing great. How are you?
Is this Prophet Carlos?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, you dropped, man of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And as we were talking there, your call dropped for some reason or another.
Man of God,
how can the saints position themselves in prayer this hour concerning this? I know what you're saying is true. I have been invited to minister in places, and I walk in, man, and the Lord will tell me, the shepherds, he will tell me, I don't know him. I did not call this man.
Wow.
So I know you're telling the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
The way the body of Christ is going to happen. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I just said there was a lot of falsehood going on, as you had stated.
Yes, sir. People of God have forgotten what prayer is.
Yes,
Lord. If we look in the Bible, let's take a note here. If we look over in 1 Samuel chapter 15.
All right.
1 Samuel chapter 15. See, God is good. I turn right directly to it.
All right.
Right. Beginning at the...
Go ahead.
Beginning at the 10th verse, it says, "Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me and have not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and to behold, to set him up a place, and is gone about and passed on and gone down into Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul and said, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandments of the Lord. Uh-huh. See, this is what the body of Christ is messing up. They thinking they're doing what God told them to do.
Truly.
Then it said, and Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep and my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said that they have brought them from the Amalekites for the people, spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. See, the body of Christ is being destroyed because people are not stepping up and doing what they're supposed to, and people that need to be sitting down ain't sitting down.
My goodness gracious.
Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. The Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribe of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee to be king over Israel, and the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them that until they be consumed. Wherefore, then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Ag, the king of Amalekite, and unto utterly destroyed of the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, and the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, and to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, have the Lord as great delight in the burnt offerings and sacrifices, and obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken unto the fat around. For rebellion as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness is an iniquity and adultery, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He hath also rejected thee from being king.
Yes.
There's a lot of rejection going on, and it ain't in the body of Christ. God is rejecting people because of the fact of them doing their own thing.
Well, you know, if you also look at, you know, a passage that the Lord has given me that I have ministered from several times here in across the year, is 1 Samuel, the second and third chapter, where the priesthood is polluted because they have allowed the light that leads to the way of God to go out in the house of God, Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, and the things that they were doing, and God killed all three of them in one day and replaced the priesthood with the prophetic priesthood of Samuel, praise the Lamb of God, when he was a child. God replaced the priesthood, the Levitical priesthood, that was being led by Eli and his sons, with Samuel for the same reason, praise the Lamb of God, that they were not doing according to the word of God in the house of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And they was doing what they wanted to do. So that is something that, praise the Lamb of God, I've been ministering on, praise the Lamb, that the priesthood must come back in alignment, praise the Lamb of God, with the prophetic priesthood of God. God need men and women, praise the Lamb of God, shepherding his people, who are hearing his voice and obeying his voice, praise the Lamb of God, and who reverence the very word of God. Hallelujah. The Logos, who are not compromising, praise the Lamb of God. There's too much compromising going on in the body of Christ in this season because of all the laws and stuff and the bills that's coming up, praise the Lamb of God, in our society, and the church want to adjust, praise the Lamb of God, so that they can accommodate the world. This is one of the biggest problems within Christendom. We're always adjusting for the world. We're always adjusting for the world so that we can accommodate the world. We want to have special classes or how to witness to these people. I tell them, I don't need no special class to witness to nobody. The same witnessing program for African American is for a Chinaman. Repent and be baptized. That's it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You need God in your life. Praise God. You need to repent. You need to be baptized. And you need to accept Jesus Christ as Lord. There is no other gospel. There is no special, praise the Lamb of God, witnessing to. And that brings us to the next thing, that the gospel is not being preached.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel is not being preached in the way, praise the Lamb of God, that it is saving and delivering people.
Sure.
We have manufactured a gospel ourselves that is sermons, but they are not filled with the power of salvation.
Messages,
praise the Lamb of God, don't promote God, it promote us.
Yep.
And we got to get out of this, praise the Lamb of God, entertainment church and this money church. Praise God. Hallelujah. That money mean you blessed even though the baptism pool is dry.
Mm.
Hello, light bulb.
That's right.
Is dry. You didn't took in. You say you took in 50 people today, and 47 of them are transfers from other churches. You haven't done God no favor. There's no rejoicing in heaven. God only rejoices in heaven when sinners repent, not when somebody get up and go join another church. And this is something that I have been dealing with, praise the Lamb of God, for some time now, so that we can bring about, praise the Lamb of God, a new type of Melchizedek order, praise the Lamb of God. We need a priesthood within our church whereas that all of our members see themselves, praise the Lamb of God, as the body of Christ, and not are coming here to be entertained by this man of this woman when they get up, and they got all the power, they got all the anointing, they got all the oil, they got all the everything. And nobody is being equipped, praise the Lamb of God, to go out and witness, to empower, and to overthrow the kingdom of darkness in their own homes. And the pastor is not going to visit everybody's home. Because he out golfing. Hello, somebody. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. Right. So now, prophet, tell us, how do we direct our intercession? How do we direct our prayers? Today is our intercession day, praise the Lamb of God. So let's talk about that. How do we direct our intercession so that, praise the Lamb of God, God will hear and start turning these things around for us, with us, and through us?
First of all, there's a mindset where leaders must repent. That's first of all.
Hello, life.
We repent. We repent as leaders across this land, across this country. Then we can pray for the other nations, that the other nations will line up. Good God, I feel the Holy Ghost. That other nations will begin to line up with the Word of God. And as they begin to line up with the Word of God, we will really see the blessings of the Lord. Because the Bible says the blessings of the Lord make it be rich and add us no sorrow.
That's true. That is true.
So the thing about it is, people say, I'm blessed and highly favored. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not blessed. You're blessed. Okay, we're blessed to an extent. We're not blessed to the fullness. Hello, somebody.
Truly.
Go ahead, sir.
I agree.
We're blessed to an extent. We're not blessed to the fullness, because if we was really blessed like we say that we are blessed, then everything that we are asking God for, it wouldn't be a hesitation for him to release it.
My God in heaven. Hallelujah. We would see some
we would really
some,
see some things happening.
God would answer. That God would answer before we call.
Exactly.
The prayers
right.
will be answered.
Right. He said before we ask anything, he already know what we have need of.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
Now,
I concur.
Yeah.
I concur. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So
you know, that's
one,
what the Lord is doing. Yes, sir.
Number one, we need to get a leadership in a repentance mode. So that's going to cause for the spirit of conviction to come over leadership. So that's one.
Right.
That's area of intercession. Praise the Lamb of God. that we need to be on the front line with, praise the Lamb, so that our leaders can line up with God, which would put them in line with the Holy Spirit. One of the other fascinating things I read in Malachi, the third chapter, everybody go right to the tithes and what have you, but prior to the portion that talks about the tithes, it talks about refining the priests, refining the Levites, praise the Lamb of God. And God tells his people, if you would come to me, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I will refine the priests. I will cause them to be able to offer up offerings of righteousness. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. And this calls for a purging and a cleansing of the interior, praise the Lamb of God, as well as the exterior. In the days of Moses and what have you, in Aramaic, praise the Lamb of God, priesthood, they had the leather, and they would wash, and they would do all of these other things with the robes and all of this kind of stuff. And so now we want to go back to that, imitating Catholicism, that we're clean on the outside, and we have these robes on and these overlays, and we have all of these colors and things on and these different colored shirts and gold chains and stuff. But what's up under that is what's important to God, and that's what's in your heart, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How much time did you spend in prayer before you put that on? Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Did you hear God this morning before you came in? Praise the Lamb of God. What direction is God giving us? How is he leading us? Praise the Lamb of God. As it relates to, praise God, the church, the ministry, and where we are going. Do we have any type of vision at all, praise God, when it comes down to any kind of plan to save, to deliver, to set people free, or are we just mimicking what we see? Mimicking what we see. We go around the country ministering. We see this guy doing this. We take it back home to our church. Next month, we go somewhere else. We find something else. We bring it back to our church. And God ain't told us to do nothing. We're trying to be like somebody else. Praise the Lamb of God. And we have mimicked the world the same way. That the world is woven into the church until you can't hardly tell it depart. The sound, praise the Lamb of God. A worship is not the sound, the same sound that Beyonce makes. I don't care what nobody says. The sound of worship, the sound of praise, the sound of heaven does not sound like Keon West and all these other people, praise the Lamb of God, that we're trying to mix their music and bring it into Christendom. Praise the Lord. We have the unique sound. Once we can hear heaven, and we can release true praise and true worship into our ministries as we gather, and then we will see great moves of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I've been experiencing some moves of God. We've been having an hour power on all summer long on Tuesday night. And man of God, I'm telling you, the Spirit of God has been so thick. Praise the Lamb of God, the majority of those Tuesday nights as we come in there with raw worship, praise the Lamb of God, no agenda, just coming in there to hear God and to learn of the spiritual gifting so that we can utilize them in the ministry and establish ministries after the gift, as well as, praise the Lamb of God, being able to profit from them in our everyday lives with our families and what have you. It has just been a powerful thing, praise the Lamb of God. It has been a powerful, powerful outpouring of God. Once you can move out of the norm and out of what everybody else is doing and the sound everybody else is making, and you go into a place, praise the Lamb of God, that God, by his Spirit, releases a sound in the ministry, praise the Lamb of God. Man, we have seen miracles. Hallelujah. My own daughter, praise the Lamb, who's a minister, been walking around, praise the Lamb of God, with a deficiency for the last couple of years, man, with an imbalance in her hormones. Man, it got so thick in there, God started speaking. He said, tell her to get up and walk. And then he told her to do something else. He said, now tell her to step out of it. Tell her she just left behind her sickness. It's no longer on her. From that moment, not next week, from that moment, praise the Lamb of God, she had been made whole, and she's still walking. boldness right now. Praise the Lord. That's the kind of move of God we need in this season,
right.
People of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This kind of talk don't nobody want to have. They just want to have prophetic words given to them, but they don't want to get down to the core of the real issues.
What
that
the problem
even
is,
the prophetic words that we be giving people to encourage them and what have you, when the church get online, it's going to be one word that's going to go across the whole body.
Right.
And bless the entire body.
That's
one word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. One corporate word.
One corporate.
For the body of Christ.
Right.
That's going to bless the entire body. Praise the Lamb of God. Man, I love you today for being with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hallelujah. First step, repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. Must come to the body of Christ from the head to the toe. Hallelujah. We recognize that. Number two, we must be willing, prophet of God, to admit that we have gone in the wrong direction.
That's right.
See, that's really bigger than repenting. Some people will repent of their sins, but they will not admit that I've been going in the wrong direction.
Right.
That the whole idea of ministry and our concept has been a mimicking of Catholicism and of other, praise the Lamb of God, children of the Antichrist that we have tried to mimic because we have looked at the outer appearance and not the interior of the spirit of the house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But if we're going to have some Azusa Street kind of situations going on, then we're going to have to break ranks with the traditions.
That's it.
We're going to have to break ranks with the formality. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And seek God for new direction and seek God for brand new. People, I've been explaining to people what insanity really is. Praise the Lamb of God. And I told them in the simplest deduction, insanity is doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result.
That's right.
If you keep doing things the same way, you're going to get the same result. Praise
That's
the Lamb
it.
Of God. So something has to change in order for the change to come. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So to me, that's step number two, praise the Lamb of God. We must be willing to admit as leaders that we have been taking the church the wrong way, that we have been mimicking. Praise God. This person over here got an usher board, I want an usher board. They have a choir, I want a choir. They have a praise team, I want to pray. And all of them are self-serving. They're not serving God.
Mm.
They're serving us.
That's right.
They're serving us. They're edifying us. They're not provoking God's hand to move in the midst of us.
That's right.
But when we come in there with pure worship, when the church go to worship, when we really come in to minister unto the Lord, and nobody's teaching that, to come in and minister to the Lord, not to be ministered to.
That's right.
We're supposed to come in God's house. You're a grown man, I'm a grown man. When you go to your mother's house or your parents' house, you shouldn't be going there to be served.
That's right.
You should be going there to put accolades upon them and to find out what you can do for them to make them feel good. You should have a gift in your hand when you come visit your mother and your father. Praise the Lamb of God. When we go in the house of God, we're supposed to go there because he has already visited our homes.
Right.
Hello, somebody. Praise the
That's
Lamb
right.
of God. He's already put food on the table. He has paid the bills. He's already been doing the healing. Now we're supposed to come in as a corporate body to worship and worship him to the extent that we get a response from him.
That's right.
But we go in there and we entertain each other. We go in there and sing all these songs to each other. And everybody's swaying and clapping and getting emotional and crying and this, that, and another. And nobody has pierced the atmosphere, praise the Lamb of God, and entered into the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
and allow God free course to say, I am pleased with my children's worship today. Hallelujah. And speak a word over us. My God in heaven, I long for that day in the body of Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we, as I ask, it's hard to get us to worship anyway. We have to be coerced and everything because we're so used to purchasing the ticket to be entertained. Hallelujah. But God needs the pure worshiper. The hour cometh, says the Lord, as he talked to a woman by the well, when you shall not worship neither in Jerusalem nor in these mountains. But God is looking for a people who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In spirit and in truth. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, man, I'm so glad you called in today because you are really heightening and strengthening where my heart and mind has been and what I've been dealing with and where I've been pushing to allow me to know, Carlos, that I am on the right track. Praise the Lamb of God. Give me a second here. We want to go to another area segment here. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute, man of God. Hallelujah. This is what we want to do, hallelujah, is I need another intercessor who will volunteer. Push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Intercessors, praise the Lord. If you're here, please push one on your dial so that we can move forward. Praise the Lamb of God. I really want to pray for the churches right now. Hallelujah. There's one right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hey, Bertha, how are you today?
Hi, Prophet. Hi, Prophet Carlos. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored with dear Lord God.
Well, bless you, boy. It's good to hear your voice today. Hallelujah. Being with us, boy. And I know you've been enjoying this conversation because this right up our alley here, Bertha. Praise the Lamb.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we want to focus our prayers today just to be an intercession. Friday, we intercede on Fridays right and wrap our minds right around what Prophet Carlos and I have been talking about. Praise the Lamb of God as it relates to our churches. Hallelujah. We really need to bring about the spirit of conviction over leadership. Praise the Lamb of God. And then the spirit of change. Hallelujah. Conviction and change. Conviction and change. Those two must take place, praise the Lamb of God, in order for the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, to have free course in our churches. We must be willing to repent and say, Father, I've been wrong. I have been doing it my way and not your way. Praise the Lamb of God. I went by the wrong pattern. Hallelujah. I have built you an altar unto myself and not unto you. Hallelujah. The next thing is I'm willing to change. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then the last of all, we as leaders must bring the congregation into the oneness of mind, the unity. Our prophet was talking about that when he first came on, and that is the unity of the body of Christ, to bring us into the unity so that we can understand how we function together, praise the Lamb of God, to make up the body of Christ, how we function together to make up the body of Christ so that we will be able, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to excite God in unity. Unity has always been, praise the Lamb of God, one of the most powerful elements, praise the Lamb, as it relates to moving the hand of God. When people get on one accord, praise the Lamb of God, with one mind, hallelujah, following the dictates of the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, God has always showed up in a powerful way. So those are three areas, praise the Lamb of God, that we're asking Bertha for you to pray for today. Yes, Lord, then bring us into that place where we need to be in God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, Bertha. Take us to the King.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Lord, hallelujah. I come before you now, standing in the gap for the body of Christ. Father God, I repent first of all of my sins, known and unknown. Oh, God, so that I can come boldly before your throne of grace and mercy and intercede as you have anointed and ordained me to. Father God, this is your body. You gave your body for the body, that we can live according to your word, according to your laws and your statutes. Father God, you gave your son. He shed in his blood to cleanse us of all of our sins, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, and we do not want his dying to be in vain. So now, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to let the Holy Spirit intercede on my behalf. Pray through me, your vessel. I know not what to pray. You, the Holy Spirit, knows. Father God, you say because the Holy Spirit knows you. It knows your heart. It knows your character. So, God, I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to release your Holy Spirit to pray through me. And I lift up the body of Christ before the throne of grace and mercy. God, you said in your word in Isaiah that if your people that are called by your name will humble themselves before you, seek your face, turn from their wicked ways, then and only then will you hear from them, and you will be in the land. So God, in the name of Jesus, the body has got to line up with your word first in order for the land to be healed. So now, God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, we release our spirit of repentance upon the leaders, oh God. Let them, oh God, be convicted in their hearts and their minds that they'll repent of their wicked ways, their evil doing, their misleading of your people. They're not preaching your gospel. They're not teaching your people, oh God, how to be disciples, to go out and be fishers of men. Turn their hearts to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and only you can. Father God, I lift my eyes to the hills. From where comes my help? All my help comes from you, oh God. We lift our hands to you, oh God, and we ask you now, rain down your mercy upon the body. God, you said in your word that you rain on the just as well as the unjust. And oh God, is your hand of vengeance upon the land. Your hand of blessing is upon your people. God, move right now on behalf of your people. Restore the priesthood back, oh God, as your word came forth and said, you are restoring the priesthood. You are restoring that remnant that was unworthy in the gap. And watchmen on the wall to cry out, declare and decree, sound the alarm, and alert the people, oh God, of what's going on. Remove that spirit of witchcraft, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Bind up the spirit of Jezebel, Absalom, and Delilah. Bind them up, oh God. Burn now in the name of Jesus. Release the fresh anointing, oh God, of fire on your leaders, oh God, that they'll walk worthy of the calling. God, you gave them a mandate in your word. You gave them a charge to preach your word. Be it in season, out of season. Reprove and put that direct and edify. Turn us up, oh God. Turn their hearts back to you. Release a new fire, oh God. A new zeal, oh God. To run for their lives, oh God, as never before. Oh God, we're in the last days. So you said there would be a great falling away. But oh God, we don't have to be the ones that fall. Help us to stand, oh God. Give us the strength, oh God, to do your will according to your word. And oh God, we'll be so mindful to give you all the glory. We take none for ourselves, oh God, but we give it all back to you, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We bless you, oh God. We praise you, and we thank you. And I seal this poor, oh God, in the blood and name of your Son, Christ Jesus, our holy intercessor, our chief high priest. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, oh God. We give you praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We worship you, Jesus. In the beauty of your holiness, oh God, we worship you, Lord. We bow down before you in your presence, oh God.
Have mercy on us, oh God. Hear our cry, oh God. You're minded into your shot. You're minded into your season. Oh, Jesus, let us run to you, oh God. Draw us, oh God. Oh, you're mighty, oh God. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Yes, go.
Glory
yes.
to your name, Jesus.
The Lamb
hallelujah.
Of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, Bertha.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, what
hallelujah.
A wonderful show. Praise the Lamb of God. This far as we've been, praise the Lamb of God about intercessory prayer and the things that we need to pray for as it lines up in the church. And we have Prophet Carlos here with us. Well, Prophet Carlos, your last name is Goins?
Pearson.
Pearson?
Yes.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. All right, I thought, man, I'm thinking you somebody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hey, where are you out of?
I am originally, I'm from Sanford, North Carolina. I'm residing in Greenville, North Carolina now.
Oh, wow. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We have you here, man, with us. Praise the Lord. This is really a wonderful conversation we're having here because if things are going to turn around, you know, so it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit. When
that's right.
When you see the something that I heard President Obama say about America and about the economy and about the way that we were going when he first came into office, he said, this ship has been going this way for a long time, and it's going to take time to turn this ship around. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I praise the Lamb of God, the church, praise the Lamb, and in the way that it's been going. This
right.
is a big ship. It
right.
has been going in this direction for a long time.
Yes, it
and
is.
It's going to take time to turn this ship around, prophet, praise the Lamb of
yes.
God. But man of God, while this woman of God was praying, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord spoke to me and told me that you belong to him, praise the Lamb of God, and that he has a assignment for you in the earth realm, praise the Lamb of God,
Amen.
To do a great work for him, praise the
to
Lord.
God be the glory.
Man, I want to encourage you, praise the Lamb of God, to continue to be the real deal for God, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's not many of us out here, praise the Lamb of God.
Man.
That's the real deal that's all from my mother's womb,
right.
that have had theophanies and visions and have heard the voice of the Lord speaking to us and the appearance of angels and what have you. There's
right.
not many of us out here, praise the Lamb of God, who can share testimonies like that,
right.
that our going into the ministry was more than just a feeling that we had
right.
or a strong,
right.
intense desire. To help people, but that the God of heaven has called us, praise the Lamb of God, and set us into the prophetic office that we are in. So,
yes,
man
sir.
Of God, I want to encourage you, praise the Lamb of God, that God is going to do a great work through you, praise the Lamb. How old are you, Carlos? You sound young.
I'm 35. I'll be 36 next
yeah,
month.
Oh, my God, man of God. God is going to really use you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. God is going to use you mightily as a lot of changes is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Around the year 2015, hallelujah. When the even the 1,000 year reign of the Pope's title is going to change also with the United
right.
Nations. This that's going on now is prophetic, and a lot of people are not aware of that. Praise the Lamb of God. And then the man of sin will appear, praise the Lamb of God, who will sit at the head, praise the Lamb of God, of the UN, hallelujah, and start speaking those things, hallelujah, that are, that will be flattering, praise the Lamb of God, to many people who are not listening to the Spirit of God. And the Bible said the whole world would follow after him, praise the Lamb. So we have this coming down the pipeline, of course, with the mark of the beast and all of that's coming too. But God is setting the stage, hallelujah, to bring prophetic men and women on the scene that is going to make the changes that needs to be made. And it's going to be an empowerment, praise the Lamb of God, greater even than we're walking in now, Carlos, praise the Lamb of God, of anointing us upon our lives, that our shadows are going to be healing. Our spiritual transportation is going to return, praise the Lamb of God, such as was on Philip and others, that the Spirit carried them to different places. Hallelujah. We're going to see the dead raised, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to see miraculous healings in the streets, in the marketplace, in the malls, praise the Lamb of God, in public places where people are just going to be shocked into belief and brought under conviction, hallelujah, so that the revival can start. But God has to prepare his bride first, praise the Lamb of God. The bride of Christ must be prepared first, and so he's sending us as apostles, praise the Lamb of God, apostolic prophets. He's sending us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, too, so that we can bring about the change, hallelujah, of getting all these spots out of the garment, praise the Lamb of God, of the bride of Christ. And I just say hallelujah to a man of God, praise the Lamb of God, that don't mind coming on the show and saying what is real and what is truth. So I just want to commend you and tell you God bless you, man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, sir. Told me about you. I said, let me just tune in and listen and see what's going on. And I know I came on yesterday, and you ran out of time. I said, I'm going to try to catch it early today. So I was going to catch it today. Amen. Because, you know, it's good, you know, that prophets can come together. Amen. But, you know, we come to encourage one another. We come to sharpen one another. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good thing.
It's a good thing to be able to have other prophets on, praise the Lamb of God, so that what you speak in can be weighed, praise the Lamb, as the Bible, or discerned as true or false, praise God. But when you find that God is speaking the same thing, praise the Lamb of God, and revealing the same thing to other prophets, then that allow you to know that you're on point, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to what the Spirit is speaking. Because for a while, man, I thought I was out there by myself. I was like, Lord, I don't want this assignment here. I'm going to be like John the Baptist. My head going to be rolling. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But this, the continuum on our part to make sure that the body of Christ, hallelujah, and it's a shame, you know, that we have to go and announce this publicly, praise the Lamb of God, so the body can hear it, hallelujah, and be concerned about it, because the heads will not change as long as the body is not showing any symptoms, praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. My mother used to tell me, she said, all the time when you have a pain or something in your body, it's not because your body is out of order. It's because of something else is out of order in your body trying to get it in order.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So, therefore, many times when God is instilling a new revelation and new direction for the body of Christ, praise the Lamb of God, he puts it in the body so the body can go through some trauma, praise the Lamb of God, so that the head can pay attention and say something is wrong in the body. Praise the Lamb of God. Is it? And sometimes the head finds out, I have been doing the wrong thing. I've been eating wrong. I've been drinking wrong. I've been doing the wrong things to the body that has caused this trauma. And so the body is sending me a message, praise the Lamb of God, that something has to change. There's going to be a shutdown or a breakdown in the body. So that is what the way I see God is doing this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If I don't know, you know, I go to conferences, man, and I sit there and I listen to all of these strategies for to help undergird the ministry financially. I hear all of these strategies of administration to make your administration title, how to write grants and this, that, and another. But very seldom do I hear somebody say praise the Lamb of God, that the body of Christ, hallelujah, is tainted right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. And that until we wash our garments, praise the Lamb of God, and make them white, hallelujah, so that we can be presentable, praise God. And, you know, this is prophecy because, you know, the last chapter of the book of Revelation tells us, and the bride made herself ready.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hello, light bulb, praise God. So that means something is going to happen in the mind of the church and in the body of the church that's going to get the church ready, praise the Lamb of God, by the Spirit of God, hallelujah. And I believe that we are, praise the Lamb of God, a part of that process to bring the bride of Christ into the place where she needs to be. It's going to take some models, and I believe my church ministry is being raised up in this season, praise the Lamb of God. You know, sometimes we wonder why God has allowed the system to break down, praise the Lamb. But many times God wants to recreate, hallelujah, and start something over a brand new way. And this is what he's been doing at my ministry, praise the Lamb of God. My church ministry is opening my eyes and allowing me to see that a lot of the stuff that you have in place, praise the Lamb of God, has only been laid that way because you have mimicked what you saw,
right,
and what everybody else is doing around you. And you want the flavor, praise the Lamb of God, of the conference that you are a member of. You want the flavor of the man you call your pastor. You want that flavor to be in your church, praise the Lamb of God, when I've called you to be unique. I've called you to be different. I've called you to be a role model, praise the Lamb of God, and a pioneer to something brand new. So, man of God, praise the Lamb of God, we are on point with this, and I praise God for your presence today. Hallelujah. If we're going to bring the body into the body of Christ into this, then we're going to have to be cautious because of the spirit of compromise, praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that is one of the subtle spirits of the Antichrist in this season, praise the Lamb of God. And Satan's forces is to get us to compromise with the world. And we're going to have to be very, very careful in that area. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. There's so much compromise going on right now. Hallelujah. Wait a minute, I got a caller here. Error code 818.
Yes, good
California
morning.
California on the line.
Hey, good morning. It's Cammie. How you doing?
Cammie and last Cammie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Praise the Lord, Cammie. I'm doing fine. We've been missing you, girl. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Just been working, moving. So God is good. One day at a time.
One day at a time. Praise the Lamb of God.
One day at a time. God is good. So, you know, all good things. So thank you for your prayers and always checking on me. I appreciate that.
Well, praise God. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to make sure that you are all right, Cammie. Praise the Lamb.
When
you come up under this umbrella, I have to shake the tree to make sure all things are well. Praise the Lamb.
When
you're checking on me, you know. I don't need you to be in that silent mode. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is your daughter getting back in school?
Yeah, my youngest went back. God is good. So that was a good thing. God worked that out for me. And he's still working it out. You know, you told me that I will be moving in a couple months. So I'm moving, so God is good. So.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. So the word of the Lord is coming to pass.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have some changes, some transitions is going on there for you, praise God. But it's for your betterment, I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Really is about to bust your vest, hallelujah, and take you higher than you ever were. That you deal with, that level of status wasn't where God wanted you at, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
He wanted to bring you out and get you redirected, even as with about the churches today, praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes God has to redirect us. His name, T.D. Jakes, talked about being repositioned. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. No one lose their position to get in right position. But
yeah.
Sometimes, praise God, the repositioning and the redirecting of God causes for you, praise the Lamb of God, to let go of everything.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And walk out into a place of desolation for a minute. It looks desolate. The provision is there to sustain you there. Praise Him. But God strips us and then He redresses us.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I encourage you, praise the Lamb of God, to continue to hear God, to continue to stay in your place of prayer. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Word of God. And the Lord will direct your path. And you're going to see the blessing of the Lord. As Prophet said earlier, that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. Be added to you in a great way in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Boy, oh boy. Good to hear your voice, Cammy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for everything. I appreciate it.
All right, love.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're here live with us in the studio. Praise God. You're listening to our voice. We still have a good 45 minutes left of the show. I'm here with Prophet Carlos Pierce. Praise the Lamb of God. At area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. You can call in and be a part of our live studio. Prophet Carlos, tell me again now, man. How did you find out about us?
Sister Albertina.
Sister Albertina down in California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir. She told me, she said, well, we was texting back and forth, and she was just like, well, I'm on this prophet show. Lord, I ain't even going to try to mess your name up. And she said, I'm on Prophet Shakespeare Alliance. She said, you ought to tune in and talk to him. And I said, well, okay, I'll take a chance. So yesterday you was ministering and everything, and I said, I'll just take the opportunity to talk to him today. You know, and just, you know, greet the people of God and see what the Lord was saying. Because even in an hour that we live in, we as prophets, you know, we can drift away just a little bit, not much, just a little bit. And I'm saying, God, what in the world? I was in one area, North Carolina, and then I left that area. I was there almost 4 years, you know, dealing with some things, and I left there, and I came this way, you know, and God is just, you know, God is good. I'm waiting on God to do some things, and I'm just prayerful, you know, before I make this next move or whatever God is going to say to me, because I want to hear God strategically, you know, to do things and do things the right time. And, you know, there's a time and season for all things. And so that's what, you know, we want to do and be a part of what God is doing and what God is saying and make sure that we're moving in the right direction.
Wow. My goodness gracious. Man, you wouldn't tell me something. When you move by the directions of God, praise the Lamb of God, I tell people this all the time, I don't care how things look, there's a grace for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's a grace that God provides for you, which is God's supernatural intervention and mediation in the affairs, hallelujah, of that you have to deal with where you are in Him. Praise God. I was telling my daughter, matter of fact, I think I mentioned it on the show some maybe over a year or so ago when I first moved in the complex that I'm living in. I didn't want to live here, a prophet. I looked at the complex. I mean, it's a decent complex. I mean, it ain't bad. Ain't nobody getting robbed or nothing that I know of or nothing like that. It's a decent complex. And, you know, I looked around, and the unit that I'm in, praise the Lord, this suite accommodated me and everything that I had. But there was something in me, I just didn't want to do it. So I went over to this other place. Oh, my goodness. I just said, now this is where the prophet's supposed to be living. That's what I said. And then the Lord spoke to me and said, but that's not where I want you. I want you in the other place. And then he told me, if you move where I tell you, my grace will be there for you.
Right.
That's what he told me. Hallelujah. And you know what I did, don't you? Hallelujah. You understand? I did like the Beverly Hillbillies and loaded up the truck and moved to where God wanted me. Praise the Lamb of God, and not where I wanted to be. And people of God, we must understand sometimes God puts you in some uncomfortable places. You know, Prophet, when we look at the journey of Scripture and you start looking really at the life and the lifestyle and the cultural settings, you know, God put prophets and preachers and what have you in some very, very, praise the uncomfortable predicaments. We look at Elijah by the brook of Cherith, eaten from ravens twice a day. That doesn't look like a comfortable predicament to me. Praise the, I mean, who wants to be by a brook, you know, every day, all day, waiting on a bird to come to bring you food? That doesn't look comfortable to me. And then have to go and impose in other people's homes, like going to over to Zarephath, to the widow there. That doesn't look comfortable to me. Paul being put in jail, praise the Lamb of God, many times, wasn't comfortable. Paul and Silas in jail, Peter in jail. There's some uncomfortable predicaments that God puts us in to show himself mighty in the predicament, praise right. the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And a lot of those predicaments be prophetic predicaments, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Peter was just locked up. But it was a prophetic predicament. The church went in prayer, and the angel of the Lord shows up in church, in the jail, and unlocked all the doors for him and take him out in the street. He thought he was dreaming, thought he was asleep. He said, "Man, go on your way. Praise the Lamb of God. I've delivered you. Now go on to the church." He gets to the church, and the church didn't even believe he was at the door. They thought he was a ghost. They thought he was Peter's ghost at the door. Praise the Lamb of God. Some uncomfortable predicaments. Paul on the ship. Praise the Lamb of God. The ship goes into a shipwreck. He has to swim on broken pieces. It's raining. It's cold. They build a fire. A viper jumps out and grab him. Praise the Lamb of God. The natives think he's some kind of idol, Jupiter, or something of that nature, want to worship him. Uncomfortable predicaments, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But the grace of God is with you, praise God. And we must understand that. John on the Isle of Patmos, uncomfortable predicaments. Persecution in the church, uncomfortable. All your situations is not going to be comfortable, and it doesn't mean that you're not blessed. Because you're in an uncomfortable predicament. Praise the Lamb of God. It doesn't mean that God doesn't love you because you're in an uncomfortable place. Sometimes you have to stay there, praise the Lamb of God, until God works out what he desires to work out in you, through you, and by you. Praise the Lamb of God. And 9 times out of 10, on your behalf. But yet God got to also orchestrate, now how I'm going to get glory out of this. So we all have to come to that place sometime of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, that sometimes we just in an uncomfortable place. But God has you there. Hallelujah. For the testing of your faith. Yeah, for the perfecting of your patience. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that God has us in some of these places. So, man of God, be encouraged, praise the Lord, as you wait on the Lord
for
your direction, praise the Lamb of God. Don't be hasty move about without, you know, God's direction and what have you. Because you know how us prophets are. We something else when it comes to let's go. We be ready.
Prophet, can I say something to God. Prophet Carlos, when you get finished?
So you can talk to him now.
Because as you were talking, and then as he was, well, the message you gave Tuesday came back, that when you don't speak what the Lord speak through you, that you question the spirit. But as I'm laying here, and when I first heard his voice, the Lord said to you, Prophet Carlos, be steadfast and unmovable.
Right.
I don't know if you're pastoring a church or not, but the Lord said pastor. If you're not pastoring already, he's preparing you to
right.
pastor.
Right.
And you just said, be still.
Right.
Be steadfast and unmovable.
Right.
That's what the Lord says to you, Carlos.
That is
be
so true.
Be still, be steadfast, and unmovable.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, daughter. Praise God.
I receive that. I receive
Hallelujah.
That wholeheartedly. I do receive that wholeheartedly because I do receive that wholeheartedly because I'm sitting here, you know, and God has given me a vision and over some years ago, and you know, we have to wait. As I said, you have to wait for your appointed time, and then at the appointed
right.
time, God will do what He needs for you to do. And I'm just giving God praise. I really appreciate that, sis. I really, really appreciate that because right now, I'm working hand in hand with the apostle, and we're working hand in hand. And so, any day now, we just looking to see what God is going to do. And as we do what we're supposed to, we're going to reap what God intended for us to reap. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm excited about that as a young person. I'm excited about what God is doing, and I'm excited about what He will cause to happen in my life. So I'm excited about that, and I really appreciate that.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
I receive that wholeheartedly. Yes, I do.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, you come out in there.
Bertha. Hallelujah.
Bertha, that baby Bertha there, man. Hallelujah.
Yes,
my daughter's boy, I tell you, she's been coming out of the closet like nobody's business. Praise the Lamb of God.
And I don't use her even more. Mm-hmm.
God has been blessing us here. You wouldn't believe, praise enough, just like Bertha here, you would not believe that this woman of God has never been in a prophetic place of
mm-hmm.
prophecy and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, until here of late, praise God, as we've been teaching and training, praise the Lamb of God, and activating and bringing people out, praise the Lamb of God, of their quiet place and of their place of entrapment. A lot of times, praise the Lamb of God, another sin of the church is that we entrap people in places for our benefit because it's advantageous to us as shepherds, praise God, but we cause this person to walk in stagnation in their own spiritual life because we don't want, praise the Lamb of God, the true gift in them to rise up, praise God.
Yeah.
Neither do we seek it to teach and train them in that area so they can go on and be what God would have them to be. And that's one of the sins of the church. It's too many people that go to church every Sunday, that join church every Sunday, and they sit in the pews, and they never tap into their spiritual gifting. They
right.
never grow to understand it and mature in it in a way that they can do what Bertha just did. Praise
right.
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, here's a Bertha. How long ago, praise the Lamb of God, publicly did you ever prophesy? Am I right in about at least like a year ago? Six
yes,
months?
It was a year ago.
About a year ago, and it was on the Facebook page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right on our page on Facebook. Praise the Lamb
because
of God, you know, but...
Normally just write them down in a book and leave them there.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
But she was in a place on a praise team, and that's all she was allowed to do. With all of this gifting in her, man of God, that she can prophesy to a prophet, praise the Lamb of God, and speak accurate to you, but all she was allowed to do was be on a praise team.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the sin of the church, praise the Lamb of God. So how can the body, now that's just one example. There's others that's sitting in the pew with the gift of healing. That we are,
mm-hmm.
And so people are dying of cancer and everything. When, if we would mature those giftings, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. If we had 100 people in our church who had the gift of healing and they were all meeting and praying together and iron sharpening iron and sharing testimonies and what have you, my God, what how powerful would the church be?
Right.
How much healing would really flow through that church?
Right.
If we had a prophetic team, a presbytery of prophetic people who was praying over the vision, praying over direction, watchmen of the door, praise the Lamb of God, prophetess and prophets of the house that could see Jezebel coming in, how much more productive growth could the church be? Praise the Lamb of God. If our evangelists were really not a pulpit monument to bless offerings, but really had, praise the Lamb of God, and understood their gifting to go out and get people saved, man, we have just missed it, praise the Lamb of God, because everything is about us. Everything has to come back to us. So we have not, praise the Lamb of God, formulated these ministries. And a lot of course, people in leadership are fearful that somebody going to rise up and take their place or split the church or organize and do all of these things. But I've learned, praise the Lamb of God, over and over again, can't nobody take from you what God had gave you. Can't nobody take it. Praise the Lamb of God. Anybody want to walk with somebody, let them walk. They came in the door, let them go out the door. Praise the Lamb of God. I'd rather see them leave anyway because, hallelujah, that allows you to understand and know where their fidelities are. And whoever they went with, they ain't going to be with that person long. That's normally the course of that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You find churches that split, and the people that go with them, praise the Lamb of God, the people that go with them to organize their ministry, to mobilize their church, you come back in 2 years, and those people are going back from where they came, praise the Lamb of God, or they just leave and go somewhere else.
Right.
That's what happens to them, praise the Lamb of God, because they wasn't faithful nowhere, nowhere. And a lot of them are like hoppergrass. They always, once they don't like something here, they go over there. And they just bounce around, praise the Lamb of God, and never find the prophetic covering that they need to be under so that they can grow and develop and mature into what God would have them to be. But God is doing a wonderful work, and we are proud of it, praise the Lamb of God. I know I'm developing some enemies around the country, but that's all right, too, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know I'm not going to be the popular one as it comes down to a lot of invitations and a lot of different churches because they don't want the style of ministry and prophecy that I bring, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All of my prophecies are not, good, I'll put it that way, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some of them deals with God's judgment and what have you, praise the Lamb of God. And I just speak what God speaks. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, prophet. You can't go wrong with that. I praise God for you. I don't even, I'm listening to you. You're so seasoned in the Lord. I just believe that God is going to elevate you to be an apostle, and be who God called you to be. And you have somewhat of a stigma like Paul had, yet they persecute me. I'm still going to stand for what is right. I'm going to stand for righteousness.
Well, most definitely, man. Praise the Lamb of God. I tried to blend in, and I tried to be one of the good old boys and all of that. It just don't work.
It just don't work. If you stick out like a sore thumb, that don't work. It don't work. I done tried to do the same thing. Done tried to blend in with everybody, done cut up like everybody.
I can't do it, man. The spirit of conviction comes over me. I find myself back in my corner. Just waiting on God to speak, praise the Lamb of God, and then I'm most comfortable when I'm just in the presence of the Lord anyway. And after, I really embraced the apostolic prophet office that the Lord has put me in,
I started really seeing
the prophet's lifestyles, as I was saying, and I saw all of them was loners. Praise the Lamb of God. The true prophets of God was always by themselves. They didn't hang out with crowds. A unless they were teaching the school of the prophets or something of that nature.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, Elijah was by himself. Elisha, they come looking for him. He's up on top of a mountain somewhere by himself. And if anybody was with him, it was a protege or a servant that was with him. To
y'all
assist
see me in prayer
tonight.
I'm asking God to send me my mate. I'm asking God to send me my mate. The one that
well, I don't have to ask God to send me mine. The church praying for me. The saints trying to get me hooked up. They praying for me a mate. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, they don't want me to walk alone. I know that already. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hold on one second. We got another caller here. This looks like Jermaine.
What's going on, Prophet Shakespeare?
Hey, man of God, how you doing?
What's up,
oh, I'm doing right. Well. As promised, I told you I was going to call and try to get in a little earlier. It's just I've been going through a lot of things, working night shifts and everything, so I've been kind of sleeping during the day. So I said I need to call in and get some strength and get some healing from Prophet Shakespeare and see and hear a good word with what you preach all the time. So I'm just hear the words of what you all were preaching about. And like you were saying, sometimes you have to walk alone. And, you know, you're going to be rejected. You're going to be isolated in everything you do. But I just know that it's God preparing you. He's preparing you for what's the best that's about to come.
Amen.
So sometimes you have to do it alone.
It's a dynamic shift that's going to take place on the stage of God. If you ought to mind me putting it that way, even though God ain't really into theatrics and things of that nature. But when it comes down to praise the Lamb, who we're seeing now, who we've been hearing redundantly on the platforms and this, that, and another, many of those God is not pleased with, and we're going to see a shift in that also, praise the Lamb of God. I mean, it has to happen, and it's no persecution from me. Or prosecution on their behalf or anything of that nature. I believe in talking down ministers and stuff like that, but I do go against systems, praise the Lamb of God, that I know that are not godly systems, praise God. And a lot of the way that they're doing things, God has prompted them for change. He has even caused for irritation in their system to bring about a change, and yet they won't change. And when that happens, then God starts changing the guards. He starts changing the guards when men become more interested in, praise the Lamb of God, the result. And there's a lot of ministries that set up that they want to give God, let God wave, you wave your hands to God, this, that, and another, and they utilize all that emotion and this, that, and another in the worship service and the experience, praise the Lamb of God. But underneath all of that is another agenda. And that is what God doesn't like. And there's a lot of ministries, praise the Lamb of God, that's trying. Now this is something, our prophet, praise the Lamb of God, that a lot of people are blind to. There's a lot of churches, praise the Lamb of God, that are trying to be ministries, praise God, and there's a lot of ministries that's trying to be churches. And I say that because, praise the Lamb of God, it's about money and this, that, and another, numbers and money and this, that, and another. But when we see ministries, praise the Lamb of God, these ministries that's set up, they're supposed to, when they first started being organized, they came together with government programs and this, that, and another in order to pray better the community and this, that, and another. But when they saw that people were coming to them for the various handouts and stuff like that, they started doing worship and stuff. And then they became ministry/church, not church/ministry, but ministry/church. that they reached out to the community and did this, that, and another. And so they heaped a curse on them because they started bringing in the tithes of the Lord into their storehouse, these ministries. Y'all not listening to me, praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, yeah.
They start bringing the tithes of the Lord and stuff into their storehouse, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When they are not the church, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But greed sometimes take over a man's mind and can take over his vision if he doesn't be careful. Praise the Lamb of God. Greed will do that. And then the flip side of the coin is the church, praise the Lamb of God, that was in the business of saving people and this, that, and another, turned out to start trying to be a ministry that feeds and fuels every need, praise the Lamb of God, in the community. So now we have job fairs, we have this, we have all kinds of stuff that's going on in the church, praise the Lamb of God, that God did not call the church to do. So we're majoring in the minor and minoring in the major. We're not after souls no more. We're not doing the mission work no more, praise the Lamb of God, and the outreach to save people. What we're doing is, praise the Lamb of God, building our churches up with people who want the ministries that we have and not about the spirituality and this, that, and another. They want to go in business. Oh, they offer business. They got a nice youth program, and this, all of this is set up in order to draw people, praise the Lamb of God, and not to win souls. So we have to watch out and be very careful, praise the Lamb of God, as we move forward in this. As Prophet Carlos and I was speaking of earlier, the purifying of the body of Christ. Praise the Lamb. When Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and then he gave the commission to the church, Matthew 28, Mark 16:16, and the other parallel scriptures that coincide with the commission, he says to them, go ye into all the earth, preach the gospel, baptizing them, teaching them, making disciples out of them, praise the Lamb of God, teaching them whatever, so that I have commanded thee. Praise them. That's the church work. The work of the church right there. Go ye into all the earth, preaching the gospel, baptizing, teaching and making disciples of men. Praise the Lamb. Teaching them how to save others. Equipping the saints. Building up the body of Christ in that way so that we can win the world. We stopped doing that so that we could get grant money from the government for the housing project, so we could get grant money from the government for a rehabilitation and this, that, and another without salvation. And so we have this flair. We have this flair of church that is really not church. So we have done what has happened in the days of Jesus, when he comes into Jerusalem, he goes to his house and he whoop them out of the house, praise the Lamb of God, and says, my house shall be called a house of prayer. You have made it a den of thieves. That's what we have done to the church today. We have merchandise, praise the Lamb of God. And God is calling for his church to come back, praise the Lamb of God. I just thought I'll drop that in free for you all, praise the Lamb of God, since my brother wants to come in and say that, you know, and say what he just. We must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, to understand that our emphasis, and this is why our society is so corrupt. This is why our neighborhoods, praise the Lamb of God, we got to put bars on the window, bars on the door, then a lock on the bar, praise the Lamb of God, and this, that, another. That's why our cars are being broken into, our shootings is going on at schools, homosexuality is rampant. They're more concerned about getting high right now and legalizing marijuana, praise the Lamb of God, than they are. Right. They're more concerned about getting high than they're about getting jobs, about creating jobs, anything of that nature. The whole country is worried about, can we get high? is it legal for us to get high? That's the order of the day right now. Praise the Lamb of God. So we have all of this. We have all this senseless killing. We have all of these laws, praise the Lamb of God, that's covering. Did y'all just hear, praise the Lamb of God, a teacher is guilty of statutory rape. He sleeps with a 14-year-old girl repeatedly. She commits suicide after he gets out, and he gets 30 days in jail.
Wow.
The judge gave him 30 days.
30 days.
Mm-hmm. Our laws are jacked up. Our legal system is jacked up. And do you know why? Because they're not saved. Praise the Lamb of God. They are not saved. Salvation, praise the Lamb of God, is a conversion to turn to God and live by the will, the way, and the word of God. And this is what America has departed from. We have departed from the will, the way, and the word of God. We have established our own righteousness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We've established our own righteousness, and we have established, praise the Lamb of God, our own churches. We can compromise anything we want to and bring it right into church now. You can do anything the world do right in your church, and you're going to always have a crowd of people there that's okay. You want me to tell you why? Because 90% of the people that sit in the pew are not saved.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll say it again. 90% of people who come to church are not saved. Praise the Lamb of God. They have never repented of their sins, and they have never turned towards God. They have asked for forgiveness, but they haven't repented. Repentance means to turn from and to turn
right.
to. And they're not living
Ring,
by that word.
Ring the bells. Ring the bells.
Bible class would be larger than our Sunday mornings.
Yes.
Right.
Our prayer meetings would be so powerful until there would be a shaking in the buildings.
Yes.
When the New Testament church met, they said, and the whole place was shaken after they prayed.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You hear the thunder. Thundering sound of the Lord.
And,
yes.
You know, we have just messed up so bad, and nobody wants to say we've been wrong. Let's change it. Let's turn this ship around.
Yes.
Get it heading in the right direction. Praise God. We want to keep singing, keep clapping, keep swaying, keep buying costumes to entertain people. That's exactly what we do. Sunday after Sunday, week after week, we are an entertainment system until Karl Marx's statement about the church has become true. The church is the opium of the people. It's a drug. We come get high, and we go home. And hopefully our high lasts for the week. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you really get saved, it's a lifestyle. It becomes your lifestyle. You live the saved life. You live the word life. You live the truth life. You live the faith life. Faith in God. Faith in his word. You trust in his word, and you obey his word down to the letter as best as possible. It ain't all of this in and out.
Glory.
And we want to know why God is not hearing us. If you abide in me.
All right, now.
And my word abide in you. Hello, somebody.
Hello, hello. Yes, God.
Hello, somebody. Then you can ask for will. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
and it will be given to you. Man, my goodness gracious. See, some of y'all are messed up now, praise God. I know it. I've been messed some of you all up before, praise the Lamb of God. Some of you are messed up. You just can't go to a normal church no more. Every time you go in the door and you sit there, when the entertainment starts, you be ready to get up and walk out. You say, okay, here they go. They're going to start entertaining now. They ain't worshiping God.
That's right.
They moving in emotion, running up and down the aisle in emotion, but they not really worshiping God. Hallelujah.
And then when on Monday comes, they're totally different persons.
They're
totally different.
No, when they go in the parking lot, you just don't get in the car with them. Everything.
Yes.
Don't take that long. They leave out of the parking lot with rap music cussing. Because they feel they have done their service to God, and that is gave him his 2 hours for the week.
Glory to God.
Just showing up.
We think we do God a favor by attending church.
Exactly.
That's the way we feel. You ain't doing God no favor. God don't owe you nothing because you walked through that door. You owe God. We said this on the onset of the show. When the church, praise the Lamb of God, come to the house of God, when the priest and the people came to the house of God, they came to minister to God, not to themselves.
That's right.
God woke you up this morning, he ministered to you. You ate today, he ministered to you. You got health and strength, he ministered to you. You received a prophetic word, he spoke to you today, he ministered to you. When we come together corporately, we're supposed to come together as a corporate body, praise the Lamb of God, to worship God together, to enter into his presence together, to give him exaltation. Then will his spirit fill the house. Hallelujah.
And that's it. You hit it, prophet. You hit it, prophet, because we have too many members who are showing up for themselves and not telling their friends and family about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right. Right. They're not going to tell them because they don't want them to know. They don't want them to know they go to church. They secret agents.
About the church, and 10 years ago, God gave me a vision, and I told my former pastor that I was sitting in the church, and as she was ministering, a black curtain began to come up behind her across the pulpit. And the Lord told me then, and this is before I got up under you, being the mentor, and now you're my pastor, and I understand what the Lord was saying. The Lord was saying then that too much of the church had, the world had come into the body of Christ, and the world system was trying to take over the body of Christ. And then the Lord gave me a word about 3 years ago and says that I am reestablishing order and my priesthood back into the body. I am removing my glory from those that will not follow my order.
My God.
And it's just amazing that I'm sitting here and I'm listening to the conversation, and the Lord is just bringing back every vision that he has given me about the body of Christ. And how he was coming in, he was looking to tear it up. Because you got to tear down, as you said earlier, you got to tear down in order to rebuild, as Nehemiah 1, that's why he gave me that vision. He's rebuilding the body back to its former order. And I believe that's why the scripture says that our latter reign is going to be greater than the former. Because when he rebuilds it, there's going to be a fresh anointing, a fresh fire. And as you said, a changing of the gods, he's changing the gods to those that are going to follow his order, his will, and his way. As we abide in him, he's going to abide in us. That's the only way we're going to do.
Yes, Lord.
My God in heaven. Hallelujah. Well, sister, now you know I agree with you 100% because that's all my teaching right there. Praise the Lamb of God. And until this order is returned, into the body of Christ, brothers and sisters, I promise you, God is not going to be pleased, and we're going to always be dealing with these firecracker moments, praise the Lamb of God, these firecracker experiences that we have, praise the Lamb of God, within the framework of the church that we think is so awesome. Oh, my God, blah, 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 blah. Oh, man, didn't we have good church today? Oh, service was so good. oh, Reverend really preached this, that, and other, blah, 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 blah. But when it comes down to a true move of God, praise the Lamb of God, when the demonic leave delivered, praise the Lamb of God, then God then came in the house, praise the Lamb of God. And the lame get out of the wheelchair, God then came in the house, praise the Lamb of God. When sicknesses are reversed, God is in the house, praise the Lamb of God. When miracles and signs of wonders are produced in the extent, praise the Lamb of God, that sinners walk down the aisle and people start coming off the streets, praise the Lamb of God, then men and brethren, what can I do to be saved? Praise God. When you start coming in the church door with people saying, I met this man down on the corner, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and he looked at me and just said, I want what you got. Praise the Lamb of God. When and I ministered to him and he wants to be baptized. When we start seeing these testimonies and our churches stop being a place for the elite only, praise the Lamb of God. We have status churches now that only the elite go to this church and only the buffies go to this church and only the jet set go to this. And we have these kinds of ministries, praise the Lamb of God, that's established to reach a certain market. God ain't established your church to reach a certain market. The commission of Christ is go ye into all the earth, not into the little portion that you want to tap into and market and say, I'm going to draw all these people right here because what I'm going to do is I'm going to entertain them with the celebrities that I bring once a month or every other week. I bring them to the church to draw people to the church. That is not what God told you. God, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, hello, somebody.
Yes.
I'll draw all men, not a certain caliber.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
I tell you this, judge, the doctor, the lawyer, the undertaker, the thief, the robber, the murderer, the sex addicted person, the drug dealer, and the man on drugs all need the same thing. They need Jesus.
That's right. That's
Congress.
Right. Hallelujah.
The Congress.
And his mama. They all need Jesus.
Yes,
the White House
Lord,
and
Lord.
My house. And
Hallelujah.
Everybody in between. See, now y'all give me a holy indignation. I shouldn't even be on today.
Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise
the
Lamb of
God. Shame the devil. Hallelujah.
Yes, Apostle. Yes, Apostle. You see?
You want to witness a group of people and try to act like they saved and we know they not. More girls pregnant in the church than they are in the world.
Ooh, Jesus.
And the church giving them baby showers.
Yes, they are.
Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong.
Yeah.
Ding dong.
My God.
We must change this. It's got to change. Praise. We can't celebrate sin.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hello, light bulbs. We can't celebrate God.
We can't
celebrate
sin.
That's right.
Nobody should. Amen to that. I know it. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm saying that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Can't celebrate the sin of Christ at the same time. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Bless you all. Praise the Lamb of God. It has been a powerful show. Prophet Carlos, thank you for being with us today. You're always welcome to come on the show. To all of our intercessors that's been here praying with us and for us, don't forget. At the 10 o'clock hour, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Eastern Standard Time will be our prayer call, and I hope and pray that those of praise God that's on today will be on the call tonight at 10 p.m. as we all pray together, interceding. Our intercessors will be on with their various assignments, praise the Lamb of God, and we're just going to bombard heaven. Don't forget, intercessors, I'm asking you to read over the prophecy on the page that I delivered last night and then become midwives, praise the Lamb of God, to intercede that the Lord will bring it in to fruition in the earth realm. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need your prayers. We need your prayers. I love you all. I love you. Bertha, Jermaine, praise the Lamb of God. Sylvia, for you all in your journey. Pastor Brad, praying for your father. Chetuan, we're praying for you. Praise the Lamb of God. That God heal and deliver. Everybody, be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about your future, and I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday.
Yes, sir. God bless.
I don't know where my radio at. Just went out.
Brand new.
Myself.